You are listening to Water Online Radio, brought to you by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's leaders in the water, wastewater, and stormwater industries. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, good morning and welcome back to this special edition of Water Online Radio. I'm your host, Todd Schnick. I'm looking forward to this conversation. I've had the pleasure of speaking with this gentleman a couple times before broadcast, and he's been just a pleasure to talk to. I wish he was my customer service rep. So say hello to Wayne Pondinas. He's a customer service rep with the town of St. John in St. John, Indiana. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. So, you know, before we get into our conversation, Wayne, take a few seconds, tell us a little bit about your background, and then I'd love to hear a little bit more about St. John, Indiana.
Well, St. John, Indiana is a little south of Chicago, and in 2009 it was nominated by CNN Money Magazine as one of the top 50 places to live in Indiana. I've been with the town for the last almost 10 years, and I've been their customer service representative for the last 8.5 years. It's been a pleasure and honor to serve in that capacity. It's a great job. And Master Meters came to us probably about 14 years ago, and they talked to our town manager, Steve Kill, and representative for Public Works, our Public Works Director, Bob Ferris. And ever since then, the marriage has been made, and we've had great things with Master Meter. Great things have happened with us, and it's a pleasure to work with.
Well, I want to get into Master Meter in just a second, but what I would love to hear first is a day in the life of Wayne Pondinas. As a customer service rep, what does a typical day entail for you?
I start out, and I do. We're doing a meter change-out program right now. We're updating all our meters, so I'll do that. I'll do customer complaints, like consumption, low consumption. I'll do inspections on new construction where they're putting in new meters, making sure that they're not tying into our lines illegally. And I handle anything else that might come up. And then if I get some spare time, I break down meters for scrap that we're changing out on our meter changeout program.
All right. So you mentioned Master Meter. You brought it up, not me. Obviously, they have an impact on how Wayne spends his day and enables you to do a better job for your customer. You clearly are customer-centric, Wayne. I mean, just talking to you pre-show, you really enjoy that process of interacting with the customer. Walk me through how Master Meter enables you to better serve the customers of St. John.
All right. I take care of about 6,500 meters. We read meters once a month. It takes me 8 to 12 hours to read. I have a partner that when I get done after 8 hours, he can take over. His name is Mick. When we get done, there is a list. And I will say this, it's a great system. Out of that 6,700 meters, 6,500 meters that I read, there's only 8 to 12 that might not read. And that's because it's probably got to be changed out. It's an older meter. Very seldom do I have any problems with, failure. It's just something that just don't happen with Master Meter. Then when I get done, I go back to these houses and I change out the meters. You know, the girl in the office, Connie, and the other girls in the office, the Public Works, they call for appointments. We get those meters running within the next month, you know, make sure that it gets going. And it's just a great, great process. We have leak alarms. We have tamper alarms. If those come up, never do I get a tamper alarm, maybe once or twice, and that was it in the last 8 years. I go to a house, and we ask why they're using so much water. They might have put a pool in. They might not know they got a leak. And we get there before they get their bill. We read on the 15th of the month. By the time they get their bill on the 1st of the month, we've already been to their house saying, hey, what goes on? You know, what happened? We find a leaky toilet, a softener. Sometimes they put a pool in. We don't, you know, realize that they put a pool in. And they just tell, hey, we fixed our pool. We put a pool in. That's why we have high consumption. It's a great, rewarding job.
All right, you know, I think it's fair to say the meters that you're reading from Master Meter really are a customer service tool, right? I mean, give me an example. I imagine that there are customers that may call you and say, hey, I think you charged me too much for my water because I feel like you're telling me I've used more than I think I'm using. But the meter enables you to show real data to the customer to help them understand their usage and their consumption. So that makes your job easier, that you have hard data to back up a customer complaint. point. But the more important side of that is that you can then educate your customer so that they can make more effective use of their consumption, right?
Right, right. We can do what they call a data log. Most of the meters in our town now have data log capability. I can pull up in the driveway, and I can, in essence, talk to the meter. It doesn't give me back words. It gives me back numbers. The town has put a 1,000-watt inverter in my truck, so I have electricity. I have a printer. I have a desk in my truck. I can say, Mr. Smith, here's your copy of your data log. This is what you use. And they really, like, look at you like, wow, you know. They didn't know that I had that technology in my truck. And it's great. You can see when the leak started. You can see when they fixed it. I had one guy, you know, he told me, oh, you know, I says, this is what happened. You had a leak this day, May 1st, which was a Friday, May 2nd. You fixed it, had somebody come out and fix it. And he's like, no. He said, how can you tell me that? I said, it says right here in the paper. I don't know what happened, but that's when the problem stopped. Master meters are set up where if water runs through it 24 hours, nonstop, even if you can't see the dial turn, it sends a leak alarm to my computer. Do I have time to monitor all of that? No. When I read meters, it's just a big screen and it flashes and it tells me where I'm going. But when we have time, and if the bosses let me, you know, and they do at times, I can go back to a house and through the clerk's office. Connie works in our office. She sends me out, and it's a big, happy team. We get to a house, and we let them know, hey, you got a problem. And if we can get in the house, we help them with the problem. And the residents, they're very, you know, receptive to this. They like it. Sometimes they want me to come back, and they'll tell me, hey, nobody but Wayne can come to my house because they trust me. You built a relationship with them. It's the greatest thing, you know, the little old ladies that are retired, they give you a hug. I mean, it's a great thing. And the town's a great, town.
Wayne, you mentioned data logging. I understand you have an interesting story where you provided some critical information to the coroner. Tell me about that story.
Well, it was something I did on my own. The guy was, you know, didn't have family in the area. They were in another part of the country. He passed away, and they had to send the coroner over and the detectives and figure out what happened, so if there's any foul play. So I said, you know, there's a newer meter. I can do data logging on it. I did a data log. And it showed when the last time the water was used in the house. And I gave that to the detective. And I said, here, you know, see if you can use this. You know, give it to the coroner. And it kind of coincided with when the guy passed away. And they look at, you know, what happened and the shape of the body and stuff, you know, the condition of it. And it kind of coincided with my report, which was a great thing. And I've used data logging. I was at another house. They used 111,000 gallons of water. And the guy was taking his kids to school. He said, I don't have time for this. And he looked at the sheet that I had. It was highlighted with his name, the consumption. He said, that's me? I said, yeah, that's you. He said, oh, you know what? I think we'll stay here and tell me what you got. Well, it was winter time, and he never turned off his outside line on his house. It was a big hose reel, so he never seen it. It was a part of the yard that he never looked at. In the wintertime, you don't go back in your yard. He had used 111,000 gallons of water. It leaked out through his hose bin, went down the foundation back into the storm sewer. He never knew it. He didn't even know where his water meter was in the house, but we helped him with that. There was another lady, 80,000 gallons of water, and she says, there's nothing going on, you know, and I checked everything in the house, which is a courtesy that we do. Went outside, and she picked up her hose, and she said, that's why my yard's wet. My hose is dripping. You know, yeah, you use 80,000 gallons of water. Had another house, 600,000 gallons of water went through it. Vacant house, guy had passed away. The family's away, and they come by and look at it every now and then. We had to turn the water off, but my data logging showed 634,000 gallons of water went into that house and down through the sewer system. So data logging is great. We live in a part of the country where we take everything for granted. You can turn on a faucet, get water. Other parts of the world and the country, you can't do that. And I think water consumption is a good thing to have and conservation. And that's where Master Meter comes in, where you can track your water supply. You can do data logging. You can do all these different things. And that's why we went with Master Meter, I think. It's a great company.
Talk about theft. I imagine there are customers out there who try to disable the meter or to reverse the meter. Walk us through how these Master Meters enable you to keep the upper hand on that.
They have alarms on there for that. And it's called CCW, counterclockwise. And I give you some good examples. If I put the meter in wrong, if I'm in a hard to get spot and I got, you know, it's dark and they're talking to me, or I'm in a place that's really kind of dark, you know, or dingy, and you got to work fast. You hurry up, you put the meter in, and you know, you take off, and then you come back to read meters maybe 3 weeks later, a month later, or maybe the next week, and you look, and it's like, oh, it'll tell you. It'll be 9999 CCW. And a girl in the office kind of, she'll say, what did you do here? I think I put that in backwards. I got to go back, and they say, what'd you do, forget something? I said, yeah, I forgot my brain. I didn't put the meter in right. But there are people, that, you know, might change it. I did catch one person. He said he had a plumber come in, and he didn't want to provide me with the paperwork, and he had changed his meter. Somebody changed his meter backwards. It does pick up on that. A tamper alarm, we have tamper alarms, and I'm like, okay, does this work or not? I'm in a neighborhood doing high consumption. If I turn on my computer right now, anything that comes up on that computer means I'm close by, and it'll have CCW for counterclockwise, or have a tamper alarm. I see a tamper alarm. I say, yeah, okay, come on. So I track down the house where it's at, knock on the door, lady's home. I said, can I see your meter? Yeah. Well, when I got down there, I can see that it was tampered with. I won't mention how they did it, but they did. And they got a $500 fine for it, which they were trying to cheat the system, which we don't like doing that. Even in new construction, they cannot tap onto my water line without a meter and a backflow preventer. And that's just to keep the water safe and to keep everybody legitimate. So it's a good job, and they got good technology with this.
All right. Well, let's talk about one final thing, because we're running low on time. I understand that a customer may complain about a high consumption bill, and then you discover that they left the faucet going or the hose going in the backyard without knowing it. But talk about how the meters help you determine, you know, systemic leaks, leaks that are, there's a problem with the piping system or whatever. Talk about how the meters enable you to uncover those mysteries.
Well, that'll come up with high consumption. It'll show high consumption, and then I can go back and do a data log. When I go in the house to inspect, you can look at the toilets. If there's a lot of new parts in the toilet, they know they had a toilet leak. They might not tell you. But I can, when that data log goes back 30 days, I can go back 60 days. I can kind of pinpoint, okay, something happened here. Softener, you know, or toilet. If the toilet's leaking, a lot of times the people tell me, well, I didn't hear the water. I got good hearing. I said, okay, I'll buy that. I said, what about the stroke and a heart attack? You can't hear that coming either, but it comes. The heart attack and the stroke are the silent killer. The toilet is the silent biller. And they look at me like I'm crazy. But I have to treat everybody like they're my family. If I lie to them, I misrepresent the town, I misrepresent myself. And you never want to do that. You tell people the right answers, you give them the truth, and it's what they do after that, if they want to believe you or not. You know, I'm sure there's probably been a lot of people that, you know, come into the town, in the town hall, and say, hey, you've done a nice job. Other people might not like it, but it is what it is. You're upfront and honest, and you should never go wrong with any of that and what you do in life.
Well, Master Meter's data logging seems to be just an amazing tool to help you just figure out virtually any problem, yeah?
Yeah, and if there's people that are out there that listen to this, other municipalities, they have interpreter registers that can fit on. Other meters that are made, Census is one, Neptune is another, Badger is another. You can say, hey, I have a Badger register. I want to get rid of that, and it can put this interpreter register on. Once you put the interpreter register on that meter, that old meter, it becomes like a new meter, and it does have data logging capabilities. There's also an octave meter that they make. It has no moving parts. And picture a 4-inch, they start at a 2-inch meter, and they go all the way up to 6 or 8 inches. But picture a 4-inch meter, which is big. It starts being accurate at 1/16 of a gallon. 1/16 of a gallon starts moving through that meter. It ticks up on the flow. And it's very important that towns monitor or get as much consumption as they can, because that's how our town provides services to the people. It's through water distribution. And as long as we can capture that for consumption purposes, we'll be okay. You know, you get a big factory where you're missing out on their consumption. You're missing out on revenue for the town. And that's where Master Meter comes in. They can help you capture that and do a good job and everybody will be happy.
All right. Wayne, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. This has been a lot of fun. Before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you if they have questions about these master meters, and where can they learn more about the town of St. John?
They can call the town of St. John at 219. I can call 219-365-4655. That's Public Works. They can get a hold of me. Or they can email the town, and whatever they want to know, if they want to know any questions, just get a hold of that number I just gave you, 219-365-4655, and I'll call them back. I don't have a problem with that. And if other towns are interested, we have given demonstrations on this system, and since we've got into it, the town of Sherrillville, which is a neighboring town, has gotten into it. Lowell, Indiana, Lake Station, Indiana, Griffith, Indiana, Hebron, Illinois, Lockport, Illinois. And it's a team concept. It's like chains, links in a chain. I'm a link. Lowell's a link. Our salespeople, the people in the office, we're all links. And we're a good, strong chain. We help each other. I've given, like I said, I've given them demonstrations where I take them, put them in my van. This is how we read meters. And we help get some of these towns on board with Master Meter. So it's a big, happy family. I can call the vice president of the company right now and probably get a hold of them. You can't get that with other companies. So I think it's Master Meter speaks for itself. Very good company.
Wayne Pondinas, a customer service rep with the town of St. John in St. John, Indiana. Wayne, it was a pleasure having you. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. Water Online Radio, we'll be back after this short commercial break. It's a fact. You can't manage what you don't measure. And accurate water accountability is critical for the long-term stability of your utility and confidence of your customers, which is why proper meter selection cannot be overlooked. To measure every drop you pump, you also must measure every drop you bill. The Octave's ultrasonic solid-state technology gives you lifetime accuracy, very sensitive low flow measurement to capture leaks, while also meeting the demands of the high flow you need for all of your valued customers. With the Octave, powered by Master Meter, you're providing your customers with the very best in advanced, accurate water management. To learn more about the Octave, please contact us at 1-800-765-6518 or visit us at octavemeter.com. That's octavemeter.com. If your concern is water, then Water Online is the destination website for you. At wateronline.com, you'll find the most up-to-date and useful information about municipal and industrial water and wastewater, from collection and treatment to distribution and disposal. Today's hot-button water issues, crumbling infrastructure, government mandates on water quality, and dwindling worldwide supply demand innovative solutions. Get ahead of the curve at wateronline.com and sign up for our free email newsletter. And we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Ian McLeod, the Vice President of Marketing with Master Meter. Ian, welcome back to the show.
Well, howdy. Nice to be back.
Yeah, good to chat with you again. You know, I'm really struck by my conversation that I had with Wayne. You know, the funny thing is, Ian, as you know, he didn't spend 10 minutes talking about product specs and how the thing was constructed, and didn't even really talk about implementation of how the meter is working. I mean, he was talking about what it enables him to do for his customer, which frankly, I guess, is what it's all about. So that was really, really intriguing. And I imagine there's a lot of stories like that from people like Wayne Pondemus. Ian, you know, one of the things that Wayne's stories were talking about is how the meters would uncover issues with water scarcity and all that. Talk about how serious a problem that really is, and what can we do to better account for that loss?
Water scarcity is an ever-growing problem here in the United States and elsewhere, and even in areas where there are traditionally plenty of water. You have shifting weather patterns that are creating drought where drought was not an issue just some years in the past. But I think more importantly, people don't understand that really, of all the water on Earth, only about 1% is really for drinking and for human consumption. About 97% of all water is salt water. Another 2% resides in ice and snow caps. So with the 1% that's left, we have to be very, very diligent in how we treat it, very respectful of this very vital resource. And also, I'm not sure people really understand how much water industry uses. As people consume more and more, there's a greater demand on water. For instance, just for a cup of coffee at Starbucks, it takes about 39 gallons to produce that one cup of water. By the time you look at, for instance, washing the beans and the whole cycle to produce it, a pound of beef, a wonderful filet, is over 2,000 gallons of water required to produce that pound of beef. So there's water scarcity is driven by climate changes in the climate patterns, by ever-growing demands of people for food and different things. And then also you have people moving away from the rural areas increasingly, going into urban environments. And sometimes those environments where they're choosing to live are the very places where there are not a steady supply of water.
Ian, those statistics are just mind-boggling. I don't think the typical consumer on the street has any idea. I mean, I think if you were to say what percentage of water is used for drinking, I'm not even talking about industry, they would probably guess a number way higher than 1%. That's mind-blowing, you know? So, and that was, again, what was so striking about my conversation with Wayne was how much he could use the meters to really inform and educate his customer base and teach them things that they could and could not do to better control their water usage, which was, I found, very striking. You know, talk about master meter. You know, when I first started this show, Ian, I thought a meter was a meter, you know, but I'm realizing that is not the case. Talk about master meter and how it gets its inspiration for designing all these kinds of solutions.
Let me address, you know, when we look at water management, yes, it begins with accurate water measurement. All the talk today is there's very sexy stuff like AMR, AMI, which is automatic meter reading, advanced meter infrastructure, meter data management software. There's various components which go into the overall picture of how we can better manage water and ensure that it is sustainable and available in the future. But for Master Meter, I think, first of all, we've got some terrific engineers, and we're very close to our customers, and we are inspired by ideas from our customers. They're the ones facing the issues. They're the ones facing the problems, and they come to us and say, what can you do to help? And so we're always innovating, but also we're always listening to our customers, and I think they're a great source of inspiration for us. And I would also add that our parent company is based in Israel. If you look at Israel, it's the one spot where there is no water, there's no oil, and the Israelis have had to really think out of the box. As Einstein famously once said, necessity is the mother of all invention. For us to have a pipeline of technology with Israel, they're leaders, world leaders in desalination, micro-irrigation, water measurement technology, solar power, and it's the result of not having the luxury of a bountiful water, oil, energy, and so forth. So both our customers, Todd, and I think having a parent company based in Israel has really forced some new thinking for us as a company.
Well, talk about that technology pipeline for a second, Ian. What is in the pipeline to take a customer like Wayne Pondemus and to the next level in their water management?
Well, you know, Wayne's using our drive-by solution, which is, I believe, to be the best drive-by solution on the market today in terms of its ability to do very complex water management strategies like synchronized reads across the entire city. So you have a very accurate view of what your unaccounted for water is. You can't manage something if you're not measuring it accurately and if you don't recognize there's even a problem there to begin with. So our technology is focused, in the case of Wayne, what he's using, our drive-by solution, although that's limited to only a monthly read or as often as he would drive around the city and collect reads. Our latest technology, Allegro, is an advanced meter infrastructure solution that, just as it sounds, there's infrastructure in the city that is continually sending in reads 24/7 every single day of the year. These reads, it's not just a meter read, it's about real understanding and insight into how people are using water. What is their consumption footprint? And it also helps in a very big way understanding water loss. If you're pumping a million gallons a day and you're only registering or measuring 700,000 gallons, I mean, you have a 30% water loss. Where did those 300,000 gallons go? So our technology's focused on addressing that, addressing leaks, empowering the ratepayers to better understand how they're using water, and we do that through very intelligent software tools. Our Harmony solution, our Harmony is the meter data management software that is used in conjunction with Allegro, which is the AMI advanced meter infrastructure solution. So one, we have data being produced in very detailed amounts constantly, 24/7. And then we have a very intelligent software solution which makes that information presentable to the homeowners, to the business owners, to the ratepayers, and obviously to utility management.
Well, look forward to hearing more about Allegro as it rolls out to the marketplace. You know, you mentioned a second ago that you're very close to your customer, which is one thing that we've always noticed about Master Meter. But talk about, in that listening process, what is the one big issue that stands out more than anything else that you hear from your customers like Wayne Pondemus?
Customer service, there's a number of things. I'm going to cite one issue. On a big picture, it's water accountability, water loss, understanding exactly what to what degree there are leaks in the system and so forth. That's strictly from a management or an operations management standpoint. But clearly, the other issue is customer service. And I think that's really driving the conversation today. It's the conversation we're having most with our customers. They're wanting to serve their customers better. And in part, I'll tell you why. On the electric side, today's electric utilities are doing a phenomenal job of presenting to the homeowners, to the ratepayers, how they're using electricity. They're giving them advanced tools, not just tools to understand how they're using electricity, but tiered rate structures. They're doing a number of things. They're really creating an enhanced environment of customer service for their ratepayers. And so the average homeowner is now saying, hey, my electric company is doing a phenomenal job of sharing with me information, helping me avoid month-end surprises in terms of high bills. What are you doing, water utility? What can you do to help me budget for water, budget and eliminate surprises, help me address water leaks proactively? So there's a higher level of expectation, I think, in the marketplace, in part driven by the customer service that electric companies are delivering, which is phenomenal. And now they're putting pressure, customers are putting pressure on water utilities to do the same. Then they're coming to us and saying, what can you do to help us improve and enhance that customer experience for our customers and enhance how we relate to them on a monthly basis.
You know, I want to go back to your comments about the MDM solution, Harmony. As I said, what I was struck most about my conversation with Wayne was, in fact, through his ability with these meters, that he could really inform and educate his customers so they could be more aware of their utilization of water. Talk about how Harmony is going to be encouraging customers to take that bigger role in their own conservation efforts.
Sure. Well, we have phone apps. So Harmony, in the big picture, it's for the utilities, right? They have this abundance of information coming in from the meters in the field, and it presents it to the utilities, a number of things, district metered areas and zones, leak zones, and so forth. But the real, I think, the special sauce of the solution is in the phone apps that we've created, both for iPhone, for instance, and for Samsung, that allows the end user at any given moment on their smartphone to see exactly, literally, there's a glass being filled or emptied. They know how much water they're using in the course of the month. They can do water budgeting. So if they said that they don't want to spend more than $100 a month on water, you know, and in the middle of the month, they can now understand, hey, I'm approaching already 70% of my budget. I need to cut back. Proactive leak alerts. If we've detected a leak, either a hose bib or perhaps a flapper valve on a toilet that's not seating correctly and water's passing by, we can send them proactively a leak alert. Maybe they're on vacation. If you're on vacation, in theory, there shouldn't be any great amount of water use at your property. But sometimes hose lines can break, for instance, for the washer and dryer. If that were to break while you're away, and I've literally heard stories from people, they've been away on vacation, they've come home to a foot of water in their house. Well, wouldn't it be nice to get that notification? Then you could call a neighbor and say, hey, could you please come go and check on my house while I'm away? So there's a number of ways. It's about information sharing. And Todd, I would say one other thing that I think is really exciting and cool, and it's been demonstrated time and time again to really affect conservation, and that is when you understand your personal consumption for your household relative to other like households in your neighborhood or in the same zip code. I mean, Todd, if you're using 1,000 gallons of water a day, you might think, not a big deal. But what if the average in your neighborhood was only 600 gallons a day? Then all of a sudden you realize, wow, I'm using far more than my, hate to say it, but my fair share. But you realize when you're using more than anyone around you that maybe it's time to reevaluate how you use water and to, in fact, cut back. So it's all about information sharing. And when you share information, great things can happen.
Well, Ian, that's all the time we have today. Before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about Master Meter?
Mastermeter.com, www.mastermeter.com, obviously. My email, if somebody wants to shoot me a line, they can reach me at MACLEOD1@mastermeter.com or just call our 800 number, 1-800-842-8000.
Ian McLeod, Vice President of Marketing with Master Meter. Ian, as always, good to connect with you. Thanks for making time.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great day.
All right. Well, that wraps this episode of Water Online Radio. On behalf of my guests, Wayne Pondemus and Ian McLeod, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around. Water Online Radio will be back soon.